This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. France was on course for a hung parliament in Sunday's election, with a leftist alliance unexpectedly taking the top spot ahead of the far right. The major upset was set to bar Marine Le Pen's national rally from running the government. Olivia Zolino from Reuters reports.
The leftist alliance gathers the hard left, the socialists, and Greens. They were forecast to win up to 215 seats out of 577, according to pollsters' projections. These projections are usually reliable. At the headquarters for the far-right national rally, or RN, the mood was far more somber, with early results placing them in third. The results are a humiliation for French President Emmanuel Macron. His centrist alliance, which he founded to underpin his first presidential run in 2017, was projected to be narrowly second. He called the snap election after his ticket was trounced in European Parliament elections last month. Voters punished him and his ruling alliance for a cost of living crisis and failing public services, as well as over immigration and security.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. Europeans look to safeguard the military alliance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
NATO allies are starting to gather in the nation's capital, and Donald Trump appears to be high on their agenda. Observers say discussions among NATO leaders are largely focused on Donald Trump and whether the former president may be returned to power. They're said to be looking at, quote, Trump-proofing the alliance, working to make the body more self-sufficient, and taking over the U.S. role, organizing support for Ukraine. Trump has sometimes threatened to pull the U.S. out of NATO. There are also concerns over far-right parties making political advances in Europe. The NATO summit begins Tuesday in Washington, with President Biden hosting 31 allied leaders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. A memorial concert was held in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, on Sunday for those killed in anti-government protests that were sparked by proposed tax hikes. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
At least 39 people died during clashes with police during several days of unrest. The protests became violent after demonstrators briefly stormed Parliament and the police opened fire. Boniface Mwangi organized this concert.
Government is listening now because of the protests, so we are kind of happy, but there's also a lot of sadness because so many people died for the government to listen.
During the concert, there were repeated calls for Ruto to resign. The government has blamed protest violence on opportunistic criminals, but activists say those responsible were thugs hired by politicians to discredit the protest movement.
David Doyle from Reuters. The Economic Community of West African States said on Sunday the region risked disintegration and worsening insecurity after junta-led Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger made clear their intentions to leave the bloc by signing a confederation treaty, ECOWAS Commission President Omar Touré.
To complicate the situation, our region has become the arena of geostrategic and geopolitical rivalries, and the theater of misinformation and disinformation that engenders mistrust among and within communities and undermines social cohesion.
The Alliance of Sahel States Treaty, signed on Saturday, underscored the three countries' determination to turn their backs on the 15-member ECOWAS, which has been urging them to return to democratic rule. Texas officials are warning residents to take barrels seriously. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has a message for residents and visitors.
It will be a deadly storm for people who are directly in that path.
He says the state is prepared, but people have to do their part.
Let's pray nothing happens where you live, but something is going to happen where some of you live. And that something will be significant wind, significant rain, and some flooding, and again, surge along the coast.
In Port Lavaca, Jimmy May was boarding up his business.
Just boarding up, protecting this glass in case we get a little bit too much wind, too much trash blowing.
Beryl caused at least 11 deaths as it passed through the Caribbean on its way to Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said Sunday he would seek to improve the trade deal with the European Union as he began a two-day tour of the UK as part of an immediate reset with the governments in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. Starmer said Sunday in Edinburgh, Scotland, he thinks he can get a much better deal than the, quote, botched one negotiated by former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.